Simon Shin Ches, Siv Chav Zayin. The Mechaber discussed that tzomus, bones, let's say chicken bones, or bones from meat, that are left over after the meat is taken off of them, but they're edible for dogs, you give it to the animal to eat. Or klipin, let's say have shells and peels that are left over from food, they're also roi from Michael Behema, the animal can eat them. Or pirurim, crumbs, she'emem gzayis, are less than the gzayis, and no person would bother eating them, the Mishnah explains, but an animal or a bird would eat them. So the Mechaber says that these things are not muksa. Since they're roi from Ma'ichel Behemah, not muksa, if they're left on the table, you can take them off the table. However, if you have peels and shells that are not roi from Ma'ichel Behemah, Shtaburg is an example of like the shell of a walnut or the shell of an egg that Behemah would not eat, those things are muksa. And it's also to metal to them and take them off the table. Rather, if you need to get them off the table, you shake the tavla. It used to be on top of the table, there was like a tavla, it was like a board that you put the bread on, the food on, so you just shake off that board. Nowadays, we'd say lift up the table and shake it, and shake these things off, do near, and get them off the table. The table is not a basis for these things. The table is not muksa. So you can just pick up the table and shake these things off. Mishnah Berurah says, who then? The same thing would be if you have bones that are too hard for a dog or an animal to chew. And it does not really make a difference if the meat was taken off the bones before Shabbos or on Shabbos. Always the same halacha. Just one thing, Mishnah Berurah says, there's a little bit of meat left on the bones. So then the little bit of meat is enough to make that the whole bone is not considered muksa. Now, Mechaber says if there's bread on the table, it's chal on the table, then you can pick up a table and carry it, agav the pas, agav the bread, to a different place and get rid of the klipin over there, the shells over there. Because the klipin, the shells, that are not roif Michael Behemar, they're bottled to the pas. Now the ikar tilt is really for the pas. In fact, Mishnah Berurah says that could be even like a chila put pas, put chal, put bread on the table in order to be able to carry it if it's hard for you to the alternative option of the menar's tavla of shaking the table. Also, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you need the place where the table is, then even if there's only these shells and bones are not right for a behemoth, even that's all that's left on the table, if you need the malkum of the table, you can carry the table away because you need the malkum. It's a tzarech for the malkum, you can carry it. Mishnah Berurah says that besides shaking the tavla to get the klipin off, you could also take like a knife and like knock them off with a knife. And the reason is because since you're doing it because you need this place, they're in the way. These atzamas are klipim, which are mukta, are in the way. So it's called tiltum and atzad, because you're not carrying them directly. You're metal to them by knocking them off with a knife. And you're doing it tzarech to avimutra, because you need the place where they are in order to be able to use that place. The Chazon Ish is chelik on this. He argues so it's not called tiltum and atzad tzarech to avimutra, because tiltum and atzad tzarech to avimutra only means if you're metal to it, because the thing that you're carrying directly you need, and agav that you're carrying something that's mukta. But here, you don't need a knife. You're doing it just for the place. That's not called Tultum Adzad Tzarech Dover Mutter. But the Mishnah Berurah is making holds that's called Tultum Adzad Tzarech Dover Mutter. Also, Mishnah Berurah says if there's a lot of bones and peels on the table to the point that it's mias, the person will be disgusted by it, then it's considered Graf Sharei and a different heter, which Mishnah will get to later on the Simon, to remove Muksa in a place where it's disgusting and it's a certain cover of Rias to have the Muksa around. Siv Chav Ches, the Mechaber says the bundles of wood or of kash or straw that you prepared them, you had in mind to use them for Ma'ichel Behema, even if they're very big, you're allowed to carry them on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah points out that's because the Azmana, you prepared them, you planned on using them for Ma'ichel Behema. That's because the stoma is the use for firewood. And therefore, even though they could be used for Ma'ichel Behema, since that's not the stoma, they just could be used for Ma'ichel Behema, you have to be mazmin them before Shabbos. That's what you plan on using them for. Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham that our straw nowadays, the stoma is used, the shechivah people sleep on it for Ma'ichel Behema. But he says ultimately for an achrayim depends on the place, and the place with a stoma that's used for construction purposes or firewood, then it is muksa unless you're masmin it before. The place with a stoma that's a mutter to use, like Ma'ichel Behema or for people to sleep on, then it's mutter. Sivchav Tess. Anything that's roi for Ma'ichel Behema or Ma'ichel Chayiv, or for an animal for a bird, if it's roi for behemoths and chayis and oifis that are mutter, that are found in, commonly found in that place, then it's not muksa. You can metaltle it. If it's only roi for Michael Chayiv Ahoyv or for Behemoth that are not mutzi, they're not common in that place. So if you personally have that Chayiv Ahoyv in your house, then it's fine. But the stoma is asking muksa, since you don't personally have that type of an animal as a pet or in your house. And it's not mutzi to find them around by most people. So then it's considered muksa. And the fact that some rich people have that fancy type of Chayiv Ahoyv in their house is not good enough. It has to be that you have it or the stoma, it's normal for it to be around. The Ramah says that you allow metalto, that stoma, the bones got separated from the meat from the before Shabbos, if it's right, look, love him. He says, because nowadays, dogs are common. And indeed, I think we could say nowadays, in the 21st century, dogs are commonly found in most places as well. Siflamid, if you have garina tamarim, you have the seeds of a date, in a place where they feed it to behemoths, it's mutter metal to them, but the mechabes on mechashe shemach, but not to metal to them, or only to metal to them, derech shinui, like to spit it out, you know, from his mouth, or to metal to them, agav pas, Mishnah Berurah explains. And the reason is, because even though these things are right from Michael Behemo, but the only chaz behemah de etchak, and some place they will not feed the behemo, and therefore alum chashir machver and not metal to them unless they're shinei. In a place where the bechlan will give it to behemas, then no one's allowed to metal to them, even though technically they could be given to behemas.